Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.immc.org for Thursday, December 3rd, 2015. Two Palestinians shot dead by Israeli gunfire. Meanwhile, Israeli troops demolish a house and kidnap civilians during invasions. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. On Thursday evening, a 20-year-old Palestinian was shot dead by Israeli police in Al-Musrara area just outside the old city of occupied Jerusalem. The youth is from Al-Ubadiyya town near the southern West Bank city of Bethlehem, local sources reported. Up until the time of this report, no name was released. Israeli police claimed that the youth tried to stab a police officer before he was shot. An Israeli police officer was injured when he was hit with a bullet fired by another officer, Israeli media reported. The circumstances of the Palestinian youth death remains unclear. Earlier on Thursday, a Palestinian was shot and killed after opening fire on Israeli soldiers stationed at the Hizma military checkpoint to the north of Jerusalem in occupied West Bank that left two injured, the Israeli army and emergency service said. The Palestinian liaison department identified the Palestinian as Mazen Uraiba from the Abu Dis town. Uraiba was an officer in the Palestinian Authority General Intelligence Service and the father of four, sources said. Israeli Emergency Service Megan David Adom said that the paramedics arrived to the scene and treated one victim who was in severe condition. Israeli media reported that a bystander was a 47-year-old Israeli man left with critical injuries while the soldier received a gunshot wound to the hand. Photos released following the incident suggest that the attack may have taken place down the road from the checkpoint. Elsewhere, eight Palestinians, including two children and a teacher, were injured Thursday after Israeli soldiers invaded Kabatia town south of the northern West Bank city of Jenin. The Jenin office of the Red Crescent has reported that eight Palestinians, including two children, were shot with live Israeli army rounds in the lower parts of their bodies after the soldiers clashed with several local youth. Also on Thursday, dozens of Israeli military vehicles invaded the northern West Bank city of Nablus and detonated a home belonging to detainee Rajab Alawi, who stands accused of killing two Israeli settlers. Israel believes Alawi is the head of the cell that shot and killed an Israeli settler and his wife near Beit Furik town approximately 2 months ago. Moreover, Israeli soldiers invaded early on Thursday Hebron city in the southern part of the occupied West Bank and several nearby towns, searched many homes and kidnapped 10 Palestinians, including one woman. Meanwhile, Israeli soldiers have kidnapped three Palestinians in the northern West Bank city of Tul Karim and two Palestinians, including a child, in the West Bank district of Bethlehem. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Thursday, December 3rd, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report has been brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bandura.